Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the World Championship Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ERM workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe as the Captain's America. We're on Gab as the Captain's America. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. All right, and joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, to everybody listening. This country was created on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, Kyle, we get a thumbs up for the song Finding the Trucker segment last hour from Steve in Thailand.
Yes, very cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that was by request. And, you know, people can call up and request things. And if I can find it, I'll play it. But if I can't, I can't. That's just all there is to it. And there are some restrictions sometimes with the music that you can't play it without permission of the artist and all that. So we have all the hoops we have to jump through sometimes to do this. And if it's difficult, don't look for it. All right. Former President Trump, his position against allowing transgender athletes to compete in women's sports has drawn massive wide-scale support in the latest poll that's out there. This is a losing issue for the Democrats, a losing issue for these transgender athletes, and I don't think it's right to have a man out there trying to compete as a woman against a woman.
Well, right. That's why we have men's sports and women's sports.
That's correct.
Kind of thing.
And just because they're not good enough to compete in with the men and they're good enough to compete and win with the women, that's what this is all about.
Well, right. And, you know, and it's not about separating men and women.
Nope.
Because, for example, Captain, in the workplace or in the military, you have men and women serving or in the fire service, stuff like that. That's not the issue here. The issue is whether or not any critical examination of this idea of transgender is simply equated with being politically incorrect or a bigot or whatever.
And I challenge them. Okay. I think they should have their own league. They should have a transgender league. Go out there, get it done. Get her done. Get out there, get your league. Get all the transgenders all together. Let them play. Let them have a pro league. Hell, let them see how they can do and watch and see.
Well, and there might be a market for it in the sense of people would find an interest in it, this kind of thing. And that's fine. But it's interesting, Captain, that not only is it just this, that there's a real majority of people who agree with President Trump's position, but it's people from all different walks of life and many different subsets have a very large number oppose it.
Now, are you ready for the latest CDC ruling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nursing home residents vaccinated against COVID-19 can, in fact, now get hugs again. Senator Rand Paul says, trash your mask after getting the vaccine.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's, you know, okay, well, the CDC says you can hug somebody now, I guess. That's good.
Only if you had, you know, the shot stuff.
That's right. Only if you've had the vaccine. And so that in and of itself is very good. You know, Captain, we don't know the toll that emotionally that this has taken spiritually on, you know, people and how they feel, all of these things, the separateness that people have had to endure. So anything that helps get us back to that where people can embrace once again, this is a big deal.
Yeah, just a simple little hug with grandma or grandpa means all the difference in the world, believe me.
Absolutely. That's
yep.
exactly right.
Yep. yep. And here's the other thing, okay, in case you haven't been noticing, folks, the Biden administration, both Kamala and Joe, have been running away from questions regarding the border. And yesterday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the Biden administration's dodging any questions at all about border numbers. Now, we did see that in a press conference that was given by Kamala Harris, where she was asked a question, she waved at the reporter and walked away.
Well, that's right. That's because, you know, the White House is fully in charge of what the press can and can't ask about, do, write about, it would seem, and certainly in terms of access. And, Captain, at the very first sign that anybody's going to ask the president about the border, for example, he was at a hardware store in the D.C. area, and the presentation was ending, and so the reporter started asking questions about, is there a crisis at the border, this kind of thing. And he kind of stood there as if he didn't know what they were talking about or who to look at.
It was well, he had the deer in the headlights look like, where am I?
Where am I? And
yeah.
so forth. But all the staffers began shooing the reporters out. Okay, folks, get out. It's time to get out now. Go, go, go.
Yeah, he definitely had another one of those mind blurbs.
Well, unfortunately, he sort of looked around like, what am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah, but he had a mind blurb. It was obvious to see. He had that dazed look about him. And he wasn't at all coordinated in what he was supposed to do. A leader is a leader. I'm not watching a leader.
Well, that's right. I'm glad you said that, Captain, because if we were watching Bill Clinton, George Bush, or Barack Obama, or Donald Trump, they are controlling the room wherever they're in.
That's it. And Joe Biden is not doing that. There is something wrong with Joe Biden. All right, hold the fort. And by the way, it's getting worse, in case you haven't noticed. Okay, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. I will take it away. And in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them me, the captain, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty, a brand-new windshield, and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service after telling them I sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Ocala, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Who was that masked man? All right. Lawmakers are extremely worried right now about the revelation that foreign governments are launching numerous cyber attacks against the United States of America. Now, we can blame China. We can blame Iran. We can blame North Korea. We can probably throw Cuba into the mix. But they're all, every day of the year, no matter when it is or how it is, they're all in the middle of this trying to hack again.
Oh, that's right. And they're doing it from many different countries around the world, or they're being able to appear as though they're coming from a different country. In other words, hide their actual point of origin. We just saw a lot of this just recently with the hack of the Microsoft Exchange servers, the on-premises Exchange servers. This is pervasive. It is ongoing. You've got people, if you have an email address, chances are somebody's trying to break into it. And they do it by brute force, or they do it using algorithms. they eventually can guess these things with their abilities, basically, to use algorithms and these kinds of things. So yes, it's always going on. They want passwords. They want personal information, credit card. That's for in terms of for people, but for governments and also for critical infrastructure systems, that's also what is on the target list as well, Captain.
Well, they just got into, I believe it was Microsoft Business here in the last few days, and got hundreds of thousands of business emails and information and identifications and all that stuff. God only knows what they're going to do with that.
Well, exactly right. That's why it's so very important to always be on your toes. A lot of times these things come in, they get into organizations by sending spam
yeah.
or phishing email. It looks like something from Microsoft.
Well,
I got
one yesterday from the Social Security Administration. Get this. This will get people's attention, but don't fall for it. Oh, this is the Social Security Administration, and we have experienced what appears to be a fraudulent entry into your Social Security account. You need to contact us immediately with either a link to click on or a telephone number. Don't do either.
That's exactly right. Always be suspicious. This day and age, you have to be. We've come a long way from the obvious, illegitimate emails from some prince in Nigeria or something who wants to give you $27 million or something. It's scams, and you have to be incredibly careful and on your toes.
Well, I'll let them give me $27 million when they don't have to be a prince.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they send other things. They say that something else has happened, and then you have to give them money, or they've locked your account, or this kind of thing. And I guess they feel that by attrition, they're going to get something out of it. But be careful, folks.
Now, have you heard about the first meeting with the Chinese between the Secretary of State Blinken and the Biden advisor Jake Sullivan, which is going to be held in Alaska? It's kind of like a meeting in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be their first meeting with China, their counterparts in Alaska, coming up with a date to be announced.
Well, again, this is going to be crucial. We're coming out of the Trump era, where Trump was holding the Chinese government's feet to the fire on these trade deals, the imbalances. How about this, Captain? The theft of intellectual property, all these different things that the Chinese government has been able to do for a very, very long time. And they're going to size up the Biden administration and figure just how far they can really push things. And yes, they have economic interests, and sometimes those begin to line up. They're a huge a part of the global economy, obviously. But at the same time, they will be sizing up the Biden administration.
Now, how is the availability of vaccines out there in California where you're at?
Well, I know that there's a lot of people getting vaccinated in the age group, basically 65 and up. It's my understanding that especially at senior centers and as well as the other, large sort of mega centers like the Dodger Stadium, that kind of thing. But the appointments come up and they fill up just as fast as they come up. So it's humming along from what we can tell.
Okay, well, yesterday this story popped up. It's coming from the Pew Research Center, which happens to be a very liberal organization. But I just want you to listen to this 28 seconds here.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that white evangelical Protestants are the group that is least likely to want to get the shot. Just 54% say they will be lining up for one of the new vaccines in the near future. 77% of Catholics say they will take the jab, as do about two-thirds of black Americans generally. There's a difference along political lines, too. 83% of Democrats want the vaccine compared to 56% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Did you hear that about the Democrats?
Yeah, that's pretty...
83% of the Democrats want the vaccine. We're being told something totally different by the press.
Well, exactly. And what did Kamala Harris say during the debate? She wouldn't take the vaccine because unless Dr. Fauci said it was okay. But, of course, that was back when, I guess, the evil Trump was creating a vaccine in the basement of the White House with a chemistry set.
You mean the Dr. Fauci, whose tape I played in the last hour that said you didn't need to wear a mask, that Dr. Fauci?
Yes. That Dr. Fauci.
Yeah. You don't think that's going to come back to bite him down the line? You know, if I was a candidate, and I'm not, and I was running for office, I would be playing that Dr. Fauci tape every time I went somewhere.
Well, sure. Well, you know, if we were following the science, you know, again, this is what I was wondering about earlier, and that is Dr. Fauci has supposedly had this scientific view of the world that, and specifically about mask wearing, that is to say facial cloth covering or something like that, that it wasn't going to be very helpful at all. But suddenly that changed. And so, again, is he following science? Is he going to back up the science? It's very, very difficult to get a radar fix on whether or not Fauci is really going to be able to tell us what's going to be good for us or bad for us.
Well, you mean they got to tell us what's good for us? We don't know ourselves?
I think that's the mentality that they do have. Oh, yes, well, here, wear a mask and wear two masks.
By the way, do you put do you have lead in your drinking water out there in California?
Not that I'm aware of generally, but I don't. In other words, I don't think it's ever become an issue.
Well, the Trump administration ruled on the disposition of lead in the drinking water and percentages that could be allowed and this, that, and the other. And suddenly the Biden EPA is going to reconsider all those Trump rules on lead percentages in the drinking water.
Interesting. Well, you know, a lot of people, they have filters on their whatever water they're getting from their tap, basically.
Yeah, and by the way, Michael Reagan, the former son,
right,
has been confirmed to lead, and he's a very big time liberal, of course, Biden's EPA in a bipartisan Senate vote.
Oh, very interesting. Yes.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. And also, the Democrats don't want to hold big tech accountable for anything that's going on here with the cancel culture. They're steering totally away from Twitter and Facebook and some of these other places.
Well, right. Well, again, part of that, I think, is serving a lot of their purpose to such a great degree.
Yeah. Because they get carte blanche to do what they want. Oh, and finally, folks, for this segment, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending 500 Texas National Guard troops to secure the border, along with the Texas Department of Public Safety beefing up things on the Texas part of it, the state efforts, because the federal government has backed off everything they were doing. Texas is going to step in and say, not in our state.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after the supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand. After we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans, I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated. But beyond that, it's going to be difficult, and I think we will need to stimulate demand.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Larry Elder, and we appreciate him doing that for us. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch Company. Now, this is something I found out about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months ago or something like that. And because of the problem I have with my left foot and ankle, which Relief Factor does a pretty good job 99.9% of the time, but just to have a little insurance, I decided to take one of these patches and stick it on my ankle, which I did, where I had the problems with the swelling and the pain. And I've had it on there now for a little bit more than a week, and I changed it once. And it's so far holding its own. It's working. So listen to this, and then you tell me what you want to do. There'll be a phone number here.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and like I say, I'm using it, so maybe it'll work for you, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
January the 6th, the insurrection being called the modern-day 9/11 event, right?
Right, right.
Well, the investigation, a report came out yesterday. The investigation is narrowing in on a couple of organized groups of paramilitary extremists from the right. Now, I know and I saw members of Antifa there. I could tell by two means. Number one, their trademark black and their trademark logos and the tattoos some of them had on them themselves where it was exposed where you could see the tattoos either on their necks or on their hands or on their legs or whatever, but you could see it. So you knew that was Antifa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few hundred of them that were there. But there also were a few hundred of the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys that were there. Now, the investigation, the January 6th investigation, is now looking very strongly into their involvement in the, quote, insurrection, end of quote, at the Capitol on January 6th and what they had to do about it.
Yes, that's true. That's right. The federal prosecutors are beginning to really zero in, it would seem, on to some specific members, I believe, but also in terms of what went on at the Capitol. We're using communications to bring people around to the south part of the Capitol grounds, this kind of thing, and coordinating some of the events that we saw.
Now, I've personally talked with and ran into members of both the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, and most of them are pretty good. You know, I realize a lot of them are ex-military and some of them are ex-police, and they do what they need to do. They're used for security a lot. For example, Roger Stone moved around a couple of different events that I was at where he was at, and he had the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys both that were protecting him.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yep. So there you go. All right, let's take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain James in Clearwater.
Yeah.
You were talking earlier about this gas tax going up like crazy.
Yeah.
And basically, what they're really working for, and they will put it in, perhaps that is, they're going to add a mileage tax on
top
of that.
It's a 20 cent per gallon gas tax. We talked about it with Dan the Man.
Right, but they're going for a mileage tax because
they're they backed off that. They backed off the mileage tax. Now it's a 20 cent per gallon federal tax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and when it comes to electric vehicles being better for the environment and all this stuff, they're horrible for it.
Of course they are.
Because
who's going to pay for the electricity?
Well, exactly. Well, carbon dioxide used by the is building blocks for the whole food chain. It's plants on the land, plants in the ocean. Mining the rare earth minerals used in the batteries, it poisoned the area water for huge areas around it, especially in China and other places.
Mm-hmm.
Children in the Congo are paid 25 cents a day. This is a pile of rocks with a small hammer to chip out cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
There's more than one first responder that's been electrocuted. The 300-plus volts are responding to the EV accidents. They've been known to catch fire on their own. And worst of all, those batteries are not recyclable and have to be dumped in landfills, contaminating the soil.
Well,
so they don't cut them on
soil. Why don't they dump them in the ocean?
Yeah, really. Well, 80, like you said, 80% of the electricity, at least, is generated by coal or gas anyway, so you're burning CO2 to begin with.
That's what China's doing. That's what the rest of the free world is doing. They've gone to either coal or they've gone to natural gas because that's a little bit cheaper than oil, and that's what they're doing.
In the one country, and Kyle can help me out on this, I think it was Finland, they had the number one product.
You think it was who?
I think it was Finland, but the number one selling vehicle was electric cars because the government was subsidizing it. And they ended the subsidy. Not one more EV was sold in the country.
Of course not. All right. Well, thank you, James. Appreciate the call.
Sure. Have a good one.
All right. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, yeah, exactly right. Again, there should be a market for things like this. And I'm always of the opinion, Captain, that we should let a thousand flowers bloom. There's mission-specific things. People could have an electric car. If they have to go this far or that far, we can generate electricity using wind power. We can generate electricity using all other solar,
well,
all kinds of stuff.
Let me use something that's practical. You ought to see the solar panels going on the roofs of houses around me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that's practical.
Oh,
we
sure,
we are, exactly. After all, the Sunshine State here. And by the way, when you do build up power, and it's more power than you can use, you actually sell it back to the power company.
Exactly.
And
right.
They pay you for it.
Exactly.
And it lowers your power bill.
Right. But what we're being told, though, is that we have to comply with a worldview, a political agenda, that's actually hurting
people. And let me just tell you what's going on. I've got solar panels on the roof of my house. I put them up there about a year ago, and my power bill has been reduced by almost two-thirds.
Yeah, it's really significant.
And I am selling power back to the power company.
Exactly. So that's a great practical application. Mm-hmm. There's no reason not to have solar panels on everybody's houses if they can put them there and get the right kind of sun and so forth. That's great. But again, it's having to comply with the political agenda is a different thing.
Now, the only problem is that power, if you get a storm, it comes on, knocks the power out, and you got a cloudy day and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, that power will only last for about 12 to 14 hours, and then you're out of power.
Right, that's right. That's exactly right. But then you'd come back on the grid, or you'd have to get power from the grid. But
until it builds back up again.
Exactly. But again, this idea that somehow you're just going to have the Green New Deal, but that's a power grab. It has nothing to do with being green.
Yeah. Now, let's just talk about something here real quick here, and we'll try to wind up with this and maybe one more. Adding more fuel to the fire about Joe Biden's mental and physical condition, Vice President Kamala Harris held more calls with several foreign leaders in the last few days. The question is, who's running the government? Many people now think Nancy Pelosi's got her fingers in the mix.
Well, you know.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, but again, like you were talking about before, Captain, we're not watching the leader. It begs the question, how much is Joe Biden driving everything? Because historically, in the historic United States...
They're using his name.
Right, exactly. Because whoever the president is, when you change over...
This is Kyle Warren, the professor.
There we go. Sorry. That's Kyle Warren.
Yeah. But whenever the president changes over, whoever it is, they come in and they are a force to be reckoned with. How do you think they became president?
Yeah.
You know, but yet in this case, it's very strange.
Now, I got to ask you a question real quick before we run out of time. I understand hundreds of thousands of Los Angeles children could return to their schools in April. What's that all about?
Well, they've come, at least in the L.A. Unified, from what I understand, they've finally come to some kind of agreement with the teacher unions and so forth. But there are all kinds of stipulations. Number one, they have to they're only going to be there for a very short period of time. They have to be in very small cohorts, basically. They also have to be tested, teachers and students, once per week. And all the teachers, I think, need to be vaccinated, according to their agreement.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and our next Truckers Highway and Byway report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are trucking right along the overnight radio hours, and we are coming right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much there, my good friend Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, and we appreciate her very much doing that. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report you are about to hear, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest to you. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, and you were listening to me on the radio before you pulled in there, and I said you'd get a free cup of coffee, and you will get a free cup of coffee. By the way, if you're not a member of the Drivers Club at the Pilot and the Flying J, become a member. Take advantage of the points you'll get for buying the fuel at the pump, for buying the food inside, and for buying anything you need out of the trucker's store. All right. This is Beth Hart, and this is the first time I've had anything from her. This is by request for Joe, and here we go. needless to say, that's a guitar solo, and that's Beth Hart, and that's called the Nutbush City Limits, and she was pounding it out there. She's a blues singer there, Kyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounded good.
Yeah, and the video of her, she's just rocking away with what's going on there, so there you go, another day in Hollywood, right?
Exactly.
All righty, well, let's get to the weather here, because we do have some weather to talk about. Now, a Pacific storm is shifting across the southwest through Friday. It's going to strengthen into a potential major winter storm for parts of the central Rockies. Southeast of this storm, there will be severe thunderstorms. Could be a tornado watch or two, by the way. And heavy rainfall is possible from the southern plains into the Ozarks through Friday and Saturday. And we do have some snow tonight going on up in the northern plains up there, Minnesota way in particular, and northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan. So we'll tell you about that after Kyle tells you about the West Coast. Have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, in Southern California tonight, if you're heading across I-10 near Desert Hot Springs and you're coming west into the San Bernardino area and so forth, you're going to have a winter storm warning on your hands. Same for if you're traveling along I-15, for example. Also, be careful tonight in Cajon Pass. We understand they're reporting snow there. Also, along the Interstate 5 freeway, this north of Castaic, you're going to also have that winter storm warning happening as well. We do have a flash flood warning tonight in Orange County, California. Freeze warning up in Northern California, this north of Santa Rosa, if you're trucking up the Highway 101 in California. Fire weather warning covering most of the state of New Mexico tonight along I-25, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Also, if you're coming across I-40, Tucumcari, also Santa Rosa, be careful. You've got the fire weather warning going on there. Our friends in Denver under a winter storm watch, Captain, total snow accumulations, heavy snow possible, maybe 12 to 20 inches possible, 35-mile-an-hour wind gusts. This winter storm watch extends up through Wyoming, Laramie, Cheyenne, also Casper as well. So be careful out there tonight with the winter storm warnings.
And western Nebraska.
That's exactly right, yeah.
All righty. Now let's move on to where it is snowing right now, and that would be Minnesota. Hey, George, you got the snowplow going tonight? I'll bet he does. And up there, and by the way, I just saw a picture from Minneapolis, and it did show snow. There is a winter storm warning for Minneapolis on up towards Duluth and most of northern Minnesota tonight, the northern part of the upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as the northwestern corner of Wisconsin. There is snow expected to go across the central part of Wisconsin, just north of Madison, and up towards Green Bay. You should have some snow up in there. And then again, in the upper part of the lower peninsula in Michigan, Saginaw, Traverse City, you probably are going to be getting several inches of snow there. The conditions are ripe. The snow system is moving in your direction before it drifts on over into Canada. And depending on what happens on Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, there could be, I use the word could, there could be some lake effect snow later on in the day or tonight over that away. We'll wait and see. Now, something has just popped up that I need to mention over in Virginia and Maryland and part of West Virginia is a red flag warning for very dry conditions over there right now. That's happened in the last hour. They've got the possibility of very dry conditions over there. Hopefully there won't be any fires as a result of it, but it is kind of like brush fire season over there when that happens. And then we've got a lot of flooding around the Mississippi River, the Ohio River, also over into the western part of Kentucky. A lot of small streams are over their banks as a result of the backup in the river because of all the water from the ice flows and all that stuff that's creating a problem further up the line. All of southern Illinois has got a flood warnings or watches of some type. The entire eastern part of Missouri, the same, to include St. Louis, and then down all the way into the northwestern corner of Tennessee. It won't be long before it'll be down there towards Memphis and the southwestern corner of Indiana. So, Kyle, how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
How about Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton doing it again? He said in the latest of many issues to plague the nation's seriously flawed system to detect the biological attacks, a federal audit reveals it lacks the detection equipment, the detection equipment used in more than half a century is now unable to recognize multiple biological agents of posed threats. Now, this beleaguered system is called BioWatch, and Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch are blowing the whistle on this.
Well, I think we would be stunned to find out just how many old, tired systems that we have at the federal government level, including software. And the issue is that nobody seems to be fretful over this. I mean, you've got, you know, even the Navy is using Windows XP in some cases.
Wow.
Yes, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
So when you see hacks and whatnot.
Microsoft Business last week had a huge hack.
Yeah, so, and I won't say that they've got tired systems over there, but some things you just can't explain.
Just like our president, tired.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see Kamala yesterday when she was asked a question about Cuomo and she just reached, waved her left hand, walked off the stage?
Yep,
that's their latest answer to a question. Wave at you and see ya. And then they had Biden standing there with a deer in the headlights look yesterday when he was at that, wherever the hell he was. He just looked around like as if, what am I going to do now here, folks? Ooh. Jeez, this is really getting bad. I mean,
it is.
It's obvious.
It is.
Yeah. So what do we do now, Coach?
Well, when it comes to the two of them, you know, we need to really be asking some harder questions here. And with that, I would think that if for nothing else, we need to be challenging them.
Yep.
Why not?
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. DeniseSimon, FoundersCode.com. Yes, we are going to talk about the stimulus. El Presidente Jose says that he's going to sign that thing on Friday. Can't do two things in one day now, so he's got to wait till Friday to sign that because he's going to be busy today talking about the one-year anniversary of the pandemic.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.